Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ellen Rohr is here, too, folks. Ellen is a new friend, and she is a real business owner just like you. She also happens to be an author, including books titled Where Did the Money Go? Does that sound familiar, folks? And her new book is called The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Planner. She is a business owner. She has been to the abyss. She's looked over the edge. She almost fell in, but she pulled herself back and turned her company around. And those are the people you want to listen to. Ellen Rohr, welcome to the show.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's good to have you on the show.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm glad you are, and let's have some fun. I want you to tell the audience about your experience when you took your company to the brink of disaster.
I'm happy to do that.
It was a family business, right?
It's a family business. Well, I did something really, really, really dumb, of course, but my husband was a plumber, and I thought that was a selling feature. I thought plumbers made a lot of money when I married him.
Yeah.
So he had his own business, and I had my career. I have a degree in business administration. I was a smart chick. I'm moving my way up the ranks in a progressive restaurant business, and my husband's partner dies.
Ah.
He worked himself into an early grave at age 33. No kidding.
Wow.
So then I turn to my husband, and I say, I tell you what, you turn wrenches, I'll quit my real job, I'll come work for you. And I thought we'd just roll in the dough, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
how could you lose, right?
How could we lose? Here I am. I know all this stuff. You know, I have all this book knowledge. And I nearly sank the family business. And you know, one of the traps that sink small businesses, really one of the myths, and I know you're a myth debunker yourself,
mm-hmm.
But one of the myths is that the other guys have any clue as to what they're doing. So don't follow your competition like I did
mm-hmm.
right off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the crappy selling prices that don't get you anywhere,
yeah.
et cetera.
Right.
So I'm going over the edge, and I met a mentor. This is one of my favorite tips. I met him in the pages of a trade magazine. Every industry has trade magazines.
Mm-hmm. Well, stop, Ellen.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many times have I told you to follow your industry publications, go to your industry gatherings, your industry trade group gatherings? This is where you learn about stuff. Go ahead, Ellen.
Yes, and some people know what's going on, and you've got to be selective. Other people are telling you why it can't be done, how the
right.
economy is going to sink everything,
mm-hmm.
whatever. Well, this fellow was an industry leader. He wrote a column in a magazine about how much a contractor should charge. I read the article and decided that he didn't understand how cheap my customers were. He didn't understand my market area. So I wrote this guy a letter. And he called me up one day. I'm
wow.
trying to get the plumbers out the door, and I've got a baby in my arms, and I'm pulling my hair out. And he calls up, and he tells me, first words he tells me, Jim, where my head is, and it was a dark place. I'm
wow.
not making this up. And he's the guy who kind of grabbed me from the edge of the abyss and said, you could shut this business down and you could be better off,
mm-hmm.
or you could figure out some basics, like how to charge more than it costs,
right.
how to put a little business plan together.
Right.
He's the one who saved me.
Wow.
So a shout-out to Frank Blau.
Say it again, but he's my best. Frank Blau?
Frank Blau. He is just a character.
Well, I'm glad that he cared enough about people, because he didn't know you at first. So he obviously had the level of agape love to care about people, to actually pick up the phone and call you.
Look at you. I mean, look, the same thing, the satisfaction you get by just, you know, don't go over the edge, you know, here.
Well, you and I both know, you now know that small business owners are worthy of this. They're worthy mm-hmm. of whatever effort we have to put into it to help them, because they're important. They're not only worthy, but they're important. I don't even want to imagine what the world looks like without a small business owner. So anything that you and I can do to give them a leg up, to help them, to get them out of their comfort zone, to pull their head out of that dark place and get them on the right track is a good thing. And so then what happened?
Well, so then the point of change was I was so sick and tired of being broke. You know, when what's the expression? I don't know who said this first, but when the pain of the current condition becomes greater than the fear of change,
right,
you'll change.
Exactly.
Now, some people change because of, you know, something bright and shiny that they want. For me, the change came from I could not continue to fight with my husband, to go into debt, all the horrible things that small business mm-hmm. can be if you don't have a clue.
And there's so much toxic stuff going on around you right now, inside, outside, everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so it was so important to have a mentor, but I did the basics, and I call my company Bare Bones Biz because it's basic information that works from Main
right.
Street to Wall Street. If we just, you know, my mentor, charge more than it costs, he told me. What a concept.
Right.
But I didn't know how much it cost because
mm-hmm.
My financials, even though I have a degree in business administration, my financials were Greek to me.
Right.
So I had to sit elbow to elbow.
As I have gone to colleges and spoken to you know graduates with business mm-hmm. business degree graduates, when I talk to them about a financial spreadsheet, a cash flow spreadsheet, they don't know what I'm talking about.
You know, or the ones that we get in school. They're right. I had made this big slinky knot mess of my accounting program,
right?
Here I'm dealing with all this erroneous information. How do I fix it? So, you know, I learned how. I had a patient accountant, thank goodness, because many accountants are martyrs or intimidators. You need
right.
someone who's going to sit down and really help you. But I bit by bit figured out where the money went, you know, what was the balance sheet, how to read
right.
that thing, you know.
And cash flow, I bet
out.
You learned a lot about cash flow too, didn't you?
I did, and you've got to charge more than it costs,
yeah.
and you've got to collect the money now. I want to
stand on that for just a second because
okay.
we've got about a minute before we have to take a break. Folks, the charge more than it costs, you've got to charge enough to keep your business open, and if you think that's too much, either you're not selling it right or you got the wrong customers. Or you got to look at your expenses, but you have to do that. And the other thing, Ellen, that I want to get you to comment on quickly. I've been saying for a long time now, the price war is, if you're a small business owner, the price war is over and you lost.
That's right. That's right. Walmart won.
Yes.
And aren't you supposed to write that on a rock? I saw that on your website.
Don't fight that war. It's over. the other thing is you don't have to have the phone book. The phone book is not your prospect list. Just find enough customers who will pay what you need to charge.
You know, you just need a micro economy. You don't need the whole economy.
Say that again. Say that again.
You need a micro economy.
Listen to that, folks. That's going to be on the test. Ellen, give us your website quickly.
BareBonesBiz.com.
And the new book is called The Bare Bones Weekend Biz Plan, out just now, 20 after, right back with our new friend, Ellen Rohr. I told you we'd get smarter when Ellen joined us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.